to read from 1 Kings chapter 3. Brother, if you give me a little monitor. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 24 through 27. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman who the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no way slay it. She is the mother thereof. Lord, we appreciate you. We ask God right now that you just speak to every heart here today. God, I love you and I thank you for your goodness. And Lord, we're so thankful that there are mothers. Lord God, and we appreciate you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I want to speak to you today. Mothers reaching the throne. Mothers reaching the throne. Amen. So thankful for my mother, my mother-in-law today. She's here with us. Amen. I appreciate her. In this passage, Solomon is the king of the nation of Israel, was chosen to judge and establish the throne of his father, David, before the Lord forever. King Solomon was a dream, and God told him, Solomon, whatever you ask of me, I'm going to give to you. I mean, how many of us would love to have that from the Lord, huh? Come on. I just wonder what would be asked. But see, King Solomon, he could have asked for a multitude of different things. He could have said, I want a Ferrari chariot and all these kind of things. But he requested that God give him the ability to discern situations. King Solomon desired to be a able judge to each situation that he faced adequately, and he wanted to be able to judge God's people well. That's a great request, isn't it? When you read in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14, it says, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings, and they are with him are called and chosen and faithful. I'm glad, folks, we have a king that knows what is right and he knows what is wrong. Amen. Aren't you glad for that this morning? I'm glad that he's my judge, and I'm glad that he hears my cries. See, God understands when no one else does, doesn't he? Amen. He understands that today. When nobody else understands that, his heart is merciful. And I'm thankful today for his grace. I'm so thankful for God's grace. We serve a God, folks, that will make a way when there seems to be no way. Praise the Lord. Folks, God is not worried about your shortcomings. He doesn't care about your past. God, folks, is touched. Hear me today. He is touched by the feelings of your infirmities. He is moved today by your cry. Amen? Think about that. Psalms 126, verse 5 through 6 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again and with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Even though the weeping may endure through the night, joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. You know what the Bible tells us this morning? The Bible says that there is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It cannot prosper. Amen. It's amazing, folks, that the Bible says while Solomon was offering up an offering and a sacrifice in Jerusalem, while he was making a feast before God, it was these two mothers that walked in and came before the king. Listen, he's making a feast. He's having this great thing, and he still has time for his people. You know, sometimes people, you ever hear anybody say, well, I'm nobody, God don't care. I used to know somebody used to say, well, I'm old now, and God's helped me, and he's blessed me. It's time to bless others. Let me tell you something today. God has enough for everybody. It doesn't matter how long he's been blessing you. He can continue to bless you. He can bless you anytime, any day, any place. 1 Kings 3, verse 16, then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. These two women worked the streets, folks. Women that were bound by sin in their former lives. They came before the king. Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned, the Bible says, and come short of the glory of God. Now understand, there is no such thing as a perfect mother. Is there a perfect mother here today? Listen, we had to learn. We had to call, ask people. There was no book come with that child, right? You know what? Us guys, we wouldn't read if there was. Right? Yeah, we'll figure that out later. The women would go through it, you know. They'd be underlining and highlighting stuff, you know. But these two women, here they are. They're not perfect. There is no perfect. And I don't say this to drag mothers down, that there's no perfect mother, but I'm here to build them up. Amen? No one needs to be treated with more tenderness than mothers. Right? No one is more caring and more conscientious than our mother. And sometimes we're too hard on them. And sometimes they're too hard on themselves. Right? So why did Solomon, king over God's chosen people, why did he even take the time to worry about these two prostitute mothers? You see, these women and the sinful men who paid for their services were living outside of God's will. But Solomon was concerned about these two women because God was concerned about these two women. Amen? Folks, the church, I believe, should stand for moral purity. But the church should also stand for forgiveness and restoration. Amen? Amen. Come on. You see, I believe this. If any of us had to wait for God to love us based on our performance, we would be out of luck. Amen? You believe that today? We'd be out of luck. Now, folks, there is no such thing as a perfect mother, just like there isn't any perfect child. And if there's anyone whose faults we have, or we should be willing to overlook, it should be our mother. You say, well, why, Pastor? Because they've overlooked so many of ours. Huh? My mama had to overlook a whole lot. She still loved me. Nobody's perfect. And I believe that there are mothers sitting in this place right now who are willing and ready to walk into the middle of the feast and cry, Master, I need you. God, I need you. Is there any mother here that needs God today? Come on. You need God just right now just to hug you and love you? Just tell you, hey, I see all the work that you do. You say, Jesus, just restore my dreams. God, just restore my hopes. God, just restore my vision and my life. God, don't divide the baby. Don't divide the baby. Rise up, or raise up your miracle today in this way. See, you might feel like one of these two mothers, but you could still step into the fullness of your appointed destiny. You have an appointed destiny today. Now, I know it may seem difficult to get into the presence of God at times, but all He is looking for is broken people who are sincerely searching for Him. You see, He will show up when you reach for God. And these women, they felt that way. I don't think they felt like they could just walk into the presence and tell Him all of their problems. But most likely they felt as if they were going to get to the King, then they wouldn't go through a lot of different means before He even got to the throne. You see, they tried all these different areas before they could get to the throne. So often we're always looking for fulfillment in different areas and different places. We're looking for answers here and we're looking for answers there, folks. And it takes us a while sometimes to get to the throne. And that's what they did. They already took their case to the local authorities and the magistrates and the courtrooms, and nobody could give them that godly counsel. Nobody could give them the answer they need. And I'm sure that each of us have, in our lifetime, we have tried so many different places and so many different areas to find fulfillment and the answers and the things that we need. But nobody could render unto these people the just judgment. Nobody could see the truth. But this mother, she was so determined to have her son saved. She knew in her heart that the King had the answer. She made up her mind, folks. If I can just get to the King, I will have a chance. If He will just hear my plea. You see, the King, folks, has the answer to your problems. He has an answer to everything that you need today. And sometimes it just seems like we're just spinning our wheels and getting nowhere. He has the answer. The King has your answer, amen? The King had the solution to the problem. Why? Because God gave him the ability to discern the situation, amen? Does anyone feel like they have that you're in a mess today? Huh? Do you feel like that today? Does it feel like everything is upside down and the King is one with the answer? He's the one. He's it. His name is Jesus. No matter how big of a hole that you've dug for your life, Jesus, King Jesus, has the answer to all of your problems. You see, there's an enemy out there, folks. Satan will do his very best to divide the baby. And that is why we need mothers. Hear me this morning. That is why we need mothers that will cry for their children. Amen? That will seek God for their children. That will seek God for the answers that they need. God has the answers. And that, folks, we need those kind of mothers. As our world is falling deeper into the filth of sin, we need the sword more than ever. Amen? Satan is everywhere. He's trying to divide the baby. Our culture is spinning out of control. And the family unit is breaking down every day. Every day, our sons and our daughters need mothers that will cry out to God. Amen? Save my baby. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It's up to you. Amen? God asked you to choose today. Choose life. Amen? If you want your children to be saved, it's up to you. Amen? God has answers for a mother's problems. Amen? Don't look, mother. Don't look for the stress-free motherhood. Any mother here know of stress-freeness? That's why they need those spa days, huh? And it just gives a temporary stress-free solution. As soon as you walk back out in the house, oh, mommy, mommy! Tell God, take me away!
That's an old one. That's dating me, isn't it? Stress-free motherhood, it doesn't exist. From the pains of giving birth to the empty nest, to the grandchildren, and beyond, motherhood is stressful. Amen? God not only loved those two prostitute mothers, He also loved the baby that you read about in the story. You see, God dispatched His wisdom to Solomon for what? To save a child. He has wisdom to spare for parenting responsibilities today. God will help you and speak to you, and He can provide for mothers in all kind of life situations. Single moms, adopted moms, stepmoms, moms with special situations, you name it. God has your answers today. And there's nothing like a mother's love. You see, the real mother in this story, she would rather see another woman raise her child than to see it split in two. See, you have to be willing to give up some things to be a good mom. Right? Things like sleep. Huh? Like a good hair day. Right? You know, it's like, hang on! Right? You got to give up some things to be a good mom. Personal sacrifice is a pivotal part of motherhood. You see, it begins by sacrificing their own bodies, carrying that child around in the womb for 9 months. Oh. Our mothers fed us, nourished us, protected us with their own bodies before they even saw daylight. But a mother's sacrifice, it doesn't end there. They keep on giving. They give up sleep for late night feedings. They give up personal goals to help their children achieve their goals. You can go on and on and on. It's all part of being a mom. But understand, you are destined to be a godly mother. It's your choice. You know what is right and you know what is wrong. And I want you to understand that God has placed you on this earth for this very hour. You have a destiny that God has specifically made for you. And I'm here today to tell you, don't divide the baby. Don't compromise your destiny. Too many mothers have divided the baby. Why? Because they have been led into deceit. Satan, he loves to whisper the worst things in our ears at the worst times. You see, he sees your weakness, and that's when he's speaking to you. We hear things from the enemy like, you're a failure. It's too late. You can never be a good mom. You're a failure. I'm not asking you to raise your hand, but you've all probably have thought that yourself, haven't you? It goes both ways. Even dads think that. But let me tell you, it's never too late. It's never too late. You see, if this sounds familiar, you need to understand that the devil is worried. The devil, folks, is worried because you have an enormous potential today. You can change things. You can live a godly and a fruitful life if you desire. You need to tell the devil, devil, I don't agree with you. I disagree. You're wrong. Amen? Because I'm going into the presence of the King. I'm going into the presence of the throne. Hallelujah. I want you to understand today, moms, that God has a blessing for you, a blessing to great, so great that it cannot even be contained. You know, King Solomon had these women stand before him, and I'm sure he heard each of them speak what they had to say, and he calls for the sword. You know, it seems like we go to God, and, we talk to God, and here God calls for the sword, and it seems like, but God, why are you calling, why are you bringing the sword? And it seems like it's only going to get worse. But see, the sword was a tool of wisdom. That wisdom would bring the real mother to her destiny. The answer for all of your troubles and all of your problems are in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of truth. I want you to know something. The love that you express or withhold is a life-changing influence. Understand that today. The love that you show that child or the love that you withhold from that child, it's going to make a difference. Amen? It's going to make a life-changing influence in them that impacts your children for the rest of their lives. You may not recognize it yet, but all of you are God's creation. And you don't need to be perfect to come to God. Amen? In fact, no one is perfect. We all have fallen short. Your parents may have been careless with you. You might have grown up feeling unwanted. They may have told you that you were the result of careless moment, but you were appointed to become a godly mother. You're here today, and God wants to help you to become a godly mother. Amen? Hallelujah. All you got to do is say, God, I'm here today, and I need the answers from you, God, to help me be that godly mother. Don't beat yourself down. Get before the King. See, God has brought you into this world. He has raised you for a specific situation. He has raised you for a specific circumstance, for one greater purpose, which is to reflect His glory. You are destined to become a great mother. God is too wise and God is too loving to put your destiny into the hands of another person. The King has the sword, and it is in His hands so He can deliver you. The King had the only answer. The King, folks, had the complete solution to the problem. But it was up to this mother to be persistent to get the answer. Think about that this morning. I want you to think about what King Solomon's situation is. You see, he had the answer. The sword was brought out. But the mother, the great mother, the godly mother, had to do something. The situation could have been ugly. See, folks, God is looking for mothers that are going to cry out for their children. Folks, we need mothers that are going to make a difference. I feel the presence of God here this morning in a mighty way. Listen to me today. Everything we do is according to the measure of our faith. How much do you trust God today? How much do you trust that by doing what He asked you to do, it's not always easy. One, the things that God asks mothers to do and fathers to do, it's not always easy. And that's spank them when they need spanked and do things and not allow them to do when other kids are saying, well, everybody else is doing it. My kid's not doing it. Well, it's popular for everybody else. No, I don't think it's right. You see, you stand and make decisions. You stand and say, I'm going to be a great mother. I'm going to be a godly mother. But we need mothers that will make a difference, and that is having faith in your God, that what His Word says, I'm going to do it, therefore my kids will have that opportunity to serve a great King. We must reach beyond the preliminaries to make a difference. We must reach beyond everything that seems possible or seems famous or great for the world to do. And they think it's a great thing to allow their kids to do this and this and this. You know what I used to hear my dad say? Not in this house, you're not. Dad, they're doing it. Not in this house, you're not. It didn't always seem popular at the time. It wasn't popular for Solomon to say, bring the sword. What? The king. Bring the sword. Let's apply the word. You have to get into the presence of the king to get your answer. You will either choose life or you will choose death. You will either save the baby or you will divide it. See, this mother said, what can I do to save this baby? Mom, we need you today. You see, I can't think of a more important task than to seek to ensure that your children are a part of the kingdom of God. I thank God for my mother, my father. They made sure that I was going to be a part of the kingdom of God. And every decision they made, how can we raise our kids to live for God? I didn't like every decision they made. I have to stand here to be honest with you today. But I'm glad they did it. So I can't think of a more important task than to seek to ensure that your children are a part of the kingdom of God. We need real mothers without any pretenses. We need mothers to get a hold of the Holy Ghost and cry out to God. We need mothers who can help change our children's future and their heart. We need mothers that no matter what will stand up and do what is right. Don't divide the baby. Let God decide that situation. See, you can read about godly mothers in the Bible from the beginning to the end. About how they were to train up their children in a way that should go, the way they should go. But God is calling mothers today just the same. God called mothers that you read about in the Bible. We love those stories and we teach on them every Mother's Day. But what about today? How about those mothers today that are going to answer the call and say, God, I'm going to do what is right. I'm going to make sure my children are in the house of God. I'm going to make sure they understand the word of God. I'm not going to divide them between the world and the church. Train up a child in the way they should go. The Bible tells us to do that. They will not depart. See, when I was doing my stupid stuff, and I was always up here, I knew I was wrong. Because what was put in up here, because of the training that I had, because of mothers and fathers that prayed for me, there was a day when I said, all right, I don't want any more of this world. I want to live for the God that my mom and dad taught me about. That God that I saw bring healing in my family. That God that I saw put food on our table when we didn't have anything. That God that I saw that put fuel in our tank. Come on, folks. Your kid understands and you need to tell them, God did this for us. God did it. God provided. That's the God you can serve. God is waiting to hear your cry and He wants to see. He wants to ease your burden. He wants to and help you to raise that child. God is calling mothers to become fully devoted. God is calling mothers to get into the presence of God. You see, there were two mothers that stood there that day. But that godly mother said, don't divide the baby. give it to her. You see, I just want the best for that child. And right now, that's dividing that baby is not what's best. Give it to her. You see, folks, God will help you make the right decisions and the right call, but you have to do it. You have to say, okay, God, with your help, I'm going to do what's right for my children. Let's stand here today. Amen. I want to open this altar today to some mothers that just need to get into the presence of God and say, God, you see that I'm trying every day. Just help me. Help me today. It's one day at a time. Just help me today, God, to be the best mother I can be. That's all he's wanting. See, it gets scary sometimes when we're looking down the road and, you know, you're holding that baby in your arms and you think, 18 years, 20 years. That's scary. But look, all you got to do is make a decision every day. All you got to do is get up and say, God, there's another day. As that child's in there sleeping, it'll be up there soon enough wanting something to eat, wanting to be changed, wanting this, wanting that. But right now, God, it's just me and you. And I just ask you today, God, to help me today. You see, when he fed the children of Israel, it was every day for that day. They didn't have to worry about tomorrow. Just had to get up that day and say, I'm making a choice today. Is there any mothers here that want to get into the presence? Come on, you fathers can come with them and pray with them. Let's just get into the presence of God right now.